Spot on. The right amount of don't care doesn't apply to Adam Collins. He's got all the sorts of care. And when it comes to the world of cricket and just about everything else at the moment, even PlayStation cricket or Xbox cricket games, which he was playing overnight. Colo, good morning.
Good morning, Half.
Now, that run rate you had going on when Glenn Maxwell was out there for the Aussies 2 for 59, 14.75 and over, that was going to be hard to keep up. How'd you end up?
Well, I was in an observing capacity during that, but I know that Maxwell was on zero from four balls at that point, and Darcy Short was on, I think, 26 from six balls or something like that. The key point there was that Glenn Maxwell was playing in a test match at Lord's for Australia, which I wasn't sure whether it was a video game or whether it was a dream sequence from me. Either way, it was a nice little setup here tonight watching the England get launched for the World Cup. That's what we've been here for in summer in East London. The factory's everywhere, so it's an inauspicious setting, but it's a great kit they've launched tonight.
And then more importantly, how many Glenn Maxwell make?
Well, I don't know, because shortly after pulling the pin on that game, they actually went and did their formal presentation.
Oh, right.
Which had most of the England squad here tonight. So, it's been quite an eventful day.
So, did I see them launch the England squad with emojis?
I did see that. I didn't really want to unpack it, but I see that's doing quite well on Twitter and the other places. But, I mean, there's such a strong youth theme coming through it. I don't think they really needed to go down that route, really. I mean, Jofra Archer, I'm not sure to what extent you've had a chance to watch him bowl yet in the handful of games he's played for England since he became eligible at the start of the summer here, but he's a freak. I mean, he runs in and bowls 93 miles an hour, so that's 152, 153 clicks in our money. And he doesn't even look like he bends his back. He just sort of strolls in, floats in, bowls it down, and hits the radar at a frightening pace. So the fact that he's now formally in the England World Cup squad, he wasn't in the provisional squad, they gave him a chance to prove himself against Pakistan. And now, I mean, I'd be surprised if he didn't play every World Cup game, all five Ashes test that works, because he's a generational talent. He's only 23 years old, and we've seen what he can do in the Big Bash, but now he gets that chance on the big stage.
So what were the changes from the provisional squad to the actual squad that England announced overnight?
Well, they had to make a couple. So Alex Hales was ruled ineligible since the provisional squad was named due to his drug ban, which led towards a decision from the team to leave him out. So he wasn't actually banned from the squad. He was dropped by England management. So he came out. Joe Denley also came out. That was a bit of an interesting one. So Denley was picked as an all-rounder, an established, you know, quite an old all-rounder, really, 33 years old, bowls a bit of leg spin and comes in the middle order. But they elected to go with Liam Dawson, who's a left-arm orthodox spinner. He had a fantastic domestic one-day cup here, made about 300 runs and took 18 wickets with his spin, so they thought they'd go with him instead. And then David Willey, the left-arm seamer, came out to make room for Jofra Archer. So that were the main news points today. And I guess we already knew that James Vince, who we saw in the Ashes in Australia a couple of summers ago, he was going to come in for Alex Hales when they made that change 2 weekends ago. So there were three changes to the provisional squad, but yeah, the big news is the fact that Archer is officially playing in the World Cup and he'll be turning out in their first game against Africa a week from now.
So what's the feeling around the England team? Because you know, they're going to have the favourite tag. They're the host country. They've won 11 series in a row when it comes to one-day cricket, and they've clearly played well through that series, recent series against Pakistan. Is it all systems go for them? Do you see a chink in the armour at all?
It's hard to see one. I think the defining characteristic of this England side is how chilled out they are. Yes, they're favourites. I interviewed Joe Root earlier this evening and asked him about that, and he said, well, we've earned it, so why should we shy away from the tag? They've been dominant for the last 3 years. You mentioned the amount of series they've won on the trot, but it's not just the games they've won, it's the way they've flogged sides and made just enormous totals time and time again. They bat so deep, they've got such a talented white ball bowling set up at the moment, it's hard to spot where they will fall. In saying that, there's a common theme across the England period of dominance, and that's been about every, let's call it every 6 to 8 games, they're all out for 100. Mm-hmm. They have a day where they're just absolutely annihilated because they make a decision, they're going to bat aggressively all the way down the list, and if it doesn't come off, so be it. They just come back and do it the same the next time. They very, very rarely lose two in a row. Indeed, it might be as far as 11 series back since they've lost two in a row. So that's the defining characteristic. It's that they don't get particularly worried when it doesn't go right. They just get straight back on the horse. And I think that's, in terms of the psychology of this side, what sets them apart from previous England teams on the lead into World Cups where there's so much pressure on them. They have faltered and they've fallen away quite badly. I just don't see it happening under this leadership of Owen Morgan, who's been a wonderful captain of this side over a really long period of time now, and established senior players like Joe Root, who of course leads the Test team, and Josh Butler, who often stands in for Owen Morgan. He's got plenty of experience as the vice captain and quite possibly the most effective white ball batsman in the world alongside Virat Kohli. So you've got a side which it's hard to see. I mean, we can always talk about history and why the England side has fallen short in any number of sports in world tournaments, but this isn't that kind of England side. So, I mean, they deserve their favourites tag, and I'd be surprised if they don't win the whole thing.
Well, they're certainly going at the right clip at the moment. This recent series against Pakistan has been actually wonderful to watch, which is ominous for the teams getting ready for the World Cup. The Aussies, when do they land?
They're here. They're currently playing, training down in Southampton. They've got a warm-up game, like a closed-doors warm-up game against the West Indies tomorrow, so that's not officially part of the program.
Right.
They play England and Sri Lanka in the formal warm-up games across the long weekend here on Saturday and Monday, and then they're into it the following Friday against Afghanistan in Bristol. I think it's Friday, it might be Saturday, but either way, it's their first game is over in Bristol, a day nighter, which, you know, in some ways could be conceived as a danger game, given that Australia haven't been particularly good against spin in white ball cricket for a pretty long period of time, notwithstanding their success against India and Pakistan in the last couple of months. I mean, that's been a real handbook for them. And so if Afghanistan can bat first and make a decent total and get a chance to deploy their spinners after dark with a bit of dewy conditions and so forth, that might be a pretty tough test for them first up. Of course, I mean, I'm sure they'll find a way to win, but in a way, it's not a bad game to have first up. I'm sure they'll be right on it rather than taking it for granted.
We look forward to watching it all unfold, Colo. Thanks for your insight, as always.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
Go get him. Adam Collins over there in the UK. You're getting ready for a big summer of English cricket and world cricket.
Will England and India need to have alternate strips when they play each other?
Yeah, it's a blue kit. I'm so used to seeing England in a red kit. Well, I don't know if that's
Well, they've
true.
Gone back to the 1992.
Mm.
We've gone back to the light blue. It's a retro kit for them.
Mm. We love retro. Retro's in.
Retro's good. It's a good-looking kit. Look good.
What colour did India wear in the 1992 World Cup here in Australia? Can you remember?
Oh, bloody hell. What colour did they wear last summer?
they wore navy blue.
In the 92? Did they? Righto.
They did.
I'll take your word for that. I'll look it up during the break as we're getting ready for the early mail after another winner yesterday. We're just on fire.